The rain report for January 30, 2015 follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. Are you active with the local American Legion Hall? Is there a ham station set up there? The idea isn't as far-fetched as it sounds, due in part to an article that will appear in the March issue of the American Legion magazine. The topic? Ham radio. The author of this piece is Don Keith, N4KC, a prolific writer of over 25 books, including one entitled Riding the Short Waves, Exploring the Magic of Amateur Radio. One of his literary masterpieces will be seen on the silver screen in 2016, but more about that later. Let's hear Don Keith's thoughts about his ham radio article that is scheduled for publication in the American Legion magazine in March.
As often these things happen accidentally, I write books about a number of subjects, including World War II history and submarines. From those books, I was invited to be a presenter at the World War II conference at the World War II Museum in New Orleans, and there I met the editor of the American Legion magazine. Among the things that we talked about were hobbies, and I talked about my hobby of amateur radio. The magazine had decided to do an article for a number of reasons about ham radio. I guess the editor actually remembered me, and he gave me a call and asked me if I would be interested in doing the article, and of course I jumped at the chance. The American Legion is a great organization of American veterans. They have over 2 million members, and I saw this as not only an excellent opportunity to talk about ham radio, but to expose it to a very well-targeted audience of about 2 million folks. As often happens when you do articles for magazines, the editor will give you an idea of what they're looking for. In this case, the American Legion actually has an amateur radio club that is an organization made up of various members of the American Legion. They have a club station there at their headquarters in Indianapolis. The American Legion also has rededicated itself to assisting governmental agencies in times of emergency. They have a working agreement with the Department of Homeland Security. The HAM members and those who are members of the American Legion Amateur Radio Club saw how well the hobby meshes with that mission of the American Legion itself. So we wanted to talk to all members, but also to the HAM members of that group, because one of the things they would like to see happen is more of the American Legion posts, and there are about 14,000 American Legion posts around the country, have more of them install amateur radio clubs and maybe even stations within the clubs themselves, the posts. The angles were to talk to members who were already amateurs, but to also expose amateur radio to all their other members, because they think they have a lot of other folks that might be interested in pursuing the hobby, and I totally agree.
I love the idea of having ham stations set up in the American Legion halls themselves. How would one go about doing that?
The best way to do that is to go to the American Legion website, which is legion.org/ham radio. There it tells you exactly the steps that you need to take, why it's a good idea, how it ties into the American Legion mission, and the folks who are active in ham radio at the National Organizational Headquarters can help the posts themselves put together a local club if they don't have one already, and a lot of the posts actually do, if they have a club to go ahead and work on getting a ham station installed at the posts themselves, and then some of the activities that they can pursue to help fulfill the Legion's mission.
Does the American Legion have members who are actually in the service today, or are they all vets?
Yes, you can be either active military or you have to be a veteran of the military to be a member of the organization.
Men and women?
Yes, men and women. The Legion, by the way, does a lot of good in their local communities. Not only is it a social organization where veterans can gather and visit with each other and that sort of thing, they also do a lot of charitable work in their cities where they're located. I'd be surprised if any active ham has not talked with the club station there in Indianapolis. K9TAL, for the American Legion, is the call sign for their national headquarters club station and for the American Legion Amateur Radio Club. They do a lot of special events. Event stations, especially around Veterans Day and Memorial Day, so you quite often hear them on the air using that call sign, K9TAL, or one of the special one-by-one call signs.
Do we have any idea of how many hams are actually in the American Legion today?
We don't know how many American Legion members are hams, but the American Legion Amateur Radio Club has just passed 2,000 members, so it's obviously a very large and active organization.
You're listening to RAIN producer Hap Holly, KC9RP's conversation with Don Keith, N4KC, a prolific writer whose introductory ham radio article will be reaching hundreds of thousands of American Legion magazine readers come March. We'll conclude our time with Don in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, seeking any of our blind listeners who are familiar with the podcast distributor known as Libsyn. Please contact RAIN's producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, at Hap, 1P, at therainreport.com. We'll be right back. This is The RAIN Report.
You're listening to The RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
What kind of tact should a ham take in approaching an American Legion club to introduce them to ham radio?
Just like any time any of us approach the great unwashed, those who haven't captured the magic or experienced the magic of ham radio yet, we're talking to an audience that may not even be aware of the hobby or not aware that the hobby is kept up with technology and changing times. I think that the biggest objections we get from most people is technology has passed this by. This is your grandfather's hobby, some weird guy in a basement with a bunch of sparking tubes and that sort of thing. The one thing that I wanted to get across in this article is that amateur radio today is just as alive and dynamic and on the cutting edge as it ever was. Yes, you can talk around the world on a cell phone. But I defy anybody, American Legion members or anybody who's listening to this interview who is not licensed or somebody who may have been licensed at some point, pick up a cell phone, dial a number at random, and strike up a conversation with whoever answers, if you can get anybody to answer, who has common ground with you, and you can carry on a conversation for an hour or two. It's just not going to happen. But if you get on your radio station that you put together yourself, whether it's in your basement or in your car or on your boat or in the den upstairs, and you're talking over an antenna that you may have put outside and designed yourself, and you're able to bounce a signal off the ionosphere to somebody in Australia who has common ground with you and that you can converse with and have an enjoyable conversation. That's amateur radio. But there are so many aspects to the hobby, and it was difficult in a relatively short article to talk about just a few of the things that you can do and how well this hobby combines with other interests that you may have. If you're an RVer, if you're a camper, you can take your radio with you to the campground or on the trail. You can operate from a summit, put a summit on the air or an island on the air with a small low-power transceiver that fits into a backpack. If you are interested in space technology, you can bounce a signal off a moon, or you can talk through a satellite, an amateur satellite that's circling the Earth over your head right now. These are the kind of dynamic things that I think people who might have an interest in amateur radio would seize upon, and all we can hope for is that they'll go and investigate more and learn what it is about this weird grandfather's hobby that has kept it so dynamic for 100 years now. I sound like an evangelist sometimes when I talk about this. But I do. I evangelize about ham radio. It's not for everybody. We cannot sell everybody on how great our hobby is. But there are a lot of people out there that would certainly join us if they just knew what a great and dynamic and vibrant hobby it remains.
As we approach February, the article has not appeared yet, so we really can't talk about what response you've gotten from it.
The response that I would like to see from it is, first of all, that people who are members of the American Legion would find out more about the hobby and possibly pursue getting a license. And secondly, that those amateur radio operators who are members of the group will talk with their local posts about the possibility of starting a club there. And third, the possibility of putting in club stations there to help mesh with the mission of the group. And the third thing I would hope for is that they would be able to get those club stations, at least talk with their local membership about the possibility of putting in an amateur radio station so they can work with the mission of the American Legion and helping in times of emergency. If we could do those three things, it would be great.
If someone would like to contact you regarding your ham radio writings or your books and so forth, how about an email address, please?
N4KC@ARRL.net. N4KC@ARRL.net.
Is there a website someone can go to see more about the 28 books you've written?
I'm doubly blessed on websites. One is donkeith.com, donkeith.com. The other is n4kc.com.
Before we go, just a heads up that this April, Don Keith will be releasing his 28th book. This one entitled
The Ship That Wouldn't Die. It's a very little known but amazing story from the Battle of the Coral Sea in May of 1942. It demonstrates so beautifully the power of human will. A crew of a ship that was beaten and battered and managed to stay afloat for 4 days, and another group of men off that ship that were adrift on a life raft, 85 men, of whom only 4 survived to be rescued. But the power of the human will to get through situations like that, absolutely amazing.
Only 4 survivors.
2 of them passed away the next day, so only 2 actually survived off the rafts.
And don't look now. One of Don's books is scheduled to hit the silver screen next year.
It's a book called Firing Point. It's a military submarine thriller, and the movie will be called Hunter Killer. It's actually will start shooting in Alaska in April. They're shooting in Alaska because Alaska is playing the part of Russia. A lot of the action takes place in Russia.
Espionage type movie.
Yep, kind of like a Tom Clancy. We allow an American nuclear submarine and a Navy SEAL team to save the president of Russia, who's been kidnapped by a rogue admiral. A rogue admiral who wants to reunite the Soviet Union. It's going to be directed by Martin Campbell. He did a couple of the James Bond movies. It's mostly action. Not a lot of character in this movie. And theoretically, it'll be out in 2016.
And that concludes Hap Poly KC9RP's conversation with Don Keith and 4KC, a prolific writer whose article spotlighting ham radio is scheduled to appear in the March 2015 issue of the American Legion magazine. If you have any dealings with your local American Legion chapter, why not discuss the possibility of your local radio club setting up a loose affiliation with the Legion? With more than 14,000 chapters, this would be a terrific opportunity to expand their horizons and yours. And that's a wrap on this Rain Report. Copyright 1990-2015, Rain. All rights reserved. Now, for all those connected with these Rain Reports, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, online at www.therainreport.com and via Twitter at #TheRainReport.